Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tomorrow's news today.
And I saw him, I ran and grabbed him from behind and just pushed him down. Look, all the tail is blocked.
Tell me what happened. Camera's not on you.
He was stabbing. Look, I'm trash.
He
was stabbing?
Yeah.
He's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
Wow.
He kept saying, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar.
He was saying that?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, okay.
Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar.
Happening here. Let's try and keep ahead of them. Crowd moving along nicely.
On the line!
Guys in hard gear right at the front line. Never seen hard gear before. Oh, there's a group here.
The popular Orthodox Christian priest who we played many clips of on the show was just stabbed multiple times in the face and neck in Sydney with a live stream at the church going out. Sydney is rocked by another stabbing rampage with a priest and worshippers attacked at Christ the Good Shepherd Church. And of course, it's this Islamicist, and the media is trying to cover that up. They're even trying to demonize the priest that got stabbed, who talks about Donald Trump, the New World Order, InfoWars. Who is Bishop Mari Emanuel, priest at Wackley's Christ the Good Shepherd Church, attacked in second Sydney stabbing, is a known anti-vaxxer with a huge online following, implying, wow, he almost deserves it. And here is the Islamicist, reportedly, after he was tackled, very, very pleased with himself after stabbing him. Here is Mari Emanuel. It's a big Wikipedia page on him. Now, in France, in England, in places where Orthodox expansionary Islam has taken over, these stabbings happen every few days. They're just covered up. But in Australia, they're not used to it, and big crowds showed up and are pissed. So we're going to be looking at that. It certainly caught people's attention. Jack Posobiec, one of the best analysts out there, is going to be joining us on the huge situation in Israel and the fact that they may strike Iran at any time and what the repercussions of that could be, being a full regional war and the acceleration of World War III. We'll also look at the attack on the priest the first day of Trump's trial, criminal trial, first of many criminal trials kicking off in New York City. It's all coming up today, but here's some of the headlines. Biden warns Netanyahu, U.S. will not support Israel's counterattack on Iran amid fears of all-out war. President tells PM in late-night call, you've got a win, take the win. The IDF shot down nearly all incoming drones and missiles. But Israel says they're going to hit Iran. Iran hit them in response to Israel blowing up their embassy in Syria and killing a bunch of their leadership. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. Huge broadcast lined up and more guests I didn't mention. I know as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, we're on World War III watch. Israel says they're going to strike Iran anytime now. And Iran says they're going to respond back. And now you've even got countries like Turkey with the largest military in the Middle East or in that region with nuclear weapons. That's not denied. Threatening to join in if Israel launches too big an attack. I mean, this is all completely out of control. Israel blew up a few weeks ago, blew up the Iranian embassy in Syria, killing two of their top generals and a bunch of their diplomatic corps. Iran vowed to strike back. Most of the missiles got shot down. Some made it through. The real demonstration was they were ballistic missiles with multiple warhead reentry devices, which is a sign they could hit Israel with atomic weapons. And believe me, folks, Iran's got atomic weapons. You've been told for 15, 20 years, they're 2 weeks away. 16, 17 years ago, the UN inspected their centrifuges. They were making weapons-grade plutonium at that point. But there's a lot of reasons to keep your nuclear arsenal secret, just like Israel does. Biden warns Netanyahu, U.S. will not support Israel's counterattack on Iran amid fears of all-out war. President tells PM in late-night call, you got to win, take the win, after IDF shot down nearly all incoming drones and missiles. We will exact a price, warns Israel, as it promises revenge against Iran after intercepting 99% of 300 drones. U.S. officials expect Israel counterstrike as soon as today. NBC News, Biden concerned Israel trying to drag America into war with Iran. Big article in Yahoo saying, the West must remember how to fight. It may already be too late. We got to get ready for the draft and have hundreds of thousands dead. So I want to say something here. You've got a lot of crazed leftists who love the Ukraine war. They want to see that expanded. And then you've got a lot of neocons and warmongers like Lindsey Graham that think they're ushering in the end of the world and the return of Jesus, and so they want to have war with Iran. It is insanity. And you've got this policy of also giving them tens of billions of dollars, not just the $6 billion, and giving the Taliban $87 million in weapons with the Afghan withdrawal, and then bringing all the Islamics in and leaving the borders open. They're setting up a clash of civilizations. They're setting up World War III in the Middle East. Albert Pike talked about it 130, 40 years ago. I've talked about it a lot. William Cooper talked about it. I mean, this has been an Illuminist plan for a long, long, long time. And it's very, very dangerous. And so I'd like to open the phones up here very early in this hour. In fact, I'm going to open the phones up right now, so we'll fire the phone system up and get ready to take calls. Specifically on your view of where this is going in the Middle East. It does not appear that Israel is going to back down. Iran said that they saw the matter concluded. They saw the matter concluded and that they had tit for tatted Israel back. But Israel does not see that as the case. So you can't just look at this as Israel versus Iran. You've got to look at Russia coming into the war. You've got to look at Turkey. You've got to look at other countries coming in. Lebanon, Syria, the Houthi rebels in Yemen. You've got to look at the Strait of Hormuz, the Suez Canal, that will definitely get blocked in a major war over there. That'll more than double energy prices. This is what the globalists want behind the scenes to usher in their new world currency and to usher in their domestic controls. Now the FBI says they believe imminent terror attacks from Hezbollah inside America or / Al-Qaeda types, which is a whole other section of Islam that's actually at war with the Shiites, the Sunni. So why was the border open to allow this to happen? And will the FBI provocateur some crazy people, or will some multinational group stage a terror attack? Will a faction of Israel stage a terror attack? You know, Israel's done it before. Most major governments do it. I'm not singling Israel out when I point out they attacked the USS Liberty that was wrong and tried to sink the ship to blame it on Egypt to get the U.S. into the war, and LBJ was involved, and I talked to Admiral Moore, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, at that time one of the senior admirals, and he was there on the phone call with other top brass, and they patch them all in with LBJ saying, I don't care if that GD ship goes to the bottom of the ocean, we're not helping it. So obviously LBJ was in on it with Israel as well. This is something governments do. And we're in the time of false flags right now. Netanyahu's incredibly unpopular. There's different forces trying to drive him out. There's a big battle in Israel over control. You've got the Supreme Court basically setting up its own dictatorship. So I see it going from bad to worse. Kind of like Brazil has a dictatorship run by their Supreme Court. So no matter which side you take, it's a big mess. And there are powerful forces behind the scenes that are manipulating it. So I want to open the phones up right now specifically on one subject and one subject alone ahead of Jack Posobiec and others joining us in the second hour. And that is the situation in Israel and Iran and where you think it's going. I want to hear from you on this live Monday, April 15th, 2024 transmission. Now, I've been on air 30 years today. About 6 months ago, I wasn't sure when I first started, so I really sat down and thought about it for a while and remembered when I'd first gone down to Access TV and I was 20 years old. And I wanted to take the simple classes to start my own show, my own live call-in show. That was the quickest way to get on air. I was taking some RTF classes in college. They were worthless. They were teaching 20-year-old information. So I said, I'll go do Access TV. It was really popular back then. And I remember the first time I walked in, some of the Patriots basically were the most popular shows there, anti-globalist, John Birchers, you name it, they were having an anti-Federal Reserve, anti-IRS, two-hour, three-hour, different producers would get together and combine their time, soapbox. And they said, hey, what are you down here for? And I said, I'm down here to take classes and sign up for them and things. They said, well, hey, are you against the IRS? And I said, hell yeah. Well, are you against the Federal Reserve? And I said, yeah, I know it's private. There's probably about 20 people down there that night, you know, that were just for those shows. And one of them recognized me because I'd been involved in Republican politics. I've been involved for supporting Pat Buchanan and stuff. So they go, oh, I've met you. I've seen you at city council and seen you out there. Why don't you just come on about an hour as our guest? So it was 30 years ago, and then it was off the races. Then I was guest on all the shows and got my own producer's license, and about 6 months later. 30 years later today, it's been 30 years I've been on air. So couldn't have done it without all of you. Couldn't have done it without my family support. Couldn't have done it without all the great crew we've had over the years. It is quite the accomplishment that we've all had together. This has been a group effort. And so I want to thank you all for the amazing work you've done. A few years into me doing shows, Mike Hansen started producing my shows. I was doing it by myself in the control room with the call bank, with the controls, with the camera in the control room. Mike came along with his $100 used VHS camera. But he was a talented guy. We started going out and shooting reports. I started making documentary films. And the rest is history. I want to thank Mike Hansen for his great work and all those other great people that were back there at the time. Folks like
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3, on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Short and sweet, here it is.
Iran just attacked Israel. Here's what's going to happen if the United States gets involved in this conflict. Our border has been wide open for 3 years. At least 8 million people have walked across our border in the last 3 years. Thousands of them are jihadists, actual terrorists that have formed cells here in the United States of America. And they are just waiting for us to get involved in a conflict on behalf of Israel, with Iran, with Jordan, with anyone that decides to back them. Once they do, we're going to deal with a mass casualty terrorist attack on U.S. soil. And that attack will be used to cancel the 2024 presidential election, to enlist probably 500,000 illegals into our military, many of which will have allegiance to different countries, and obviously start World War III. That is what happens if we get involved between Israel and Iran. And it sounds like Biden wants to. And obviously we'll have a draft as well. Gen Z, you're going to get what you asked for. You're going to be fighting overseas. Our veterans will be declared active duty. The ones that are retired will be brought back in active duty. They'll be sent overseas. And if an election does take place, they probably will refuse to give power to Donald Trump. The United States of America is in one of the most precarious spots that we have been in the last 200 years. We cannot get involved in this war between Iran and Israel. It will result in a mass casualty event on U.S. soil. We will recruit 500,000 at least illegals into our military, and it will result in World War III.
Dead on. Now, here's William Cooper 30 years ago. And by the way, when we posted an article about this, and I posted this on my X account Saturday, I saw a bunch of comments saying, you hate William Cooper. Why are you promoting him? That's a made-up fight. I think William Cooper was really smart, really good on a lot of stuff. He didn't like me at a certain point and got mad at me because of some edited tapes on Y2K out of context. ABC News did report a missile was launched out of Russia. I reported it, and then they said it wasn't a missile. It was a missile test, and it turned into this whole thing. Rest in peace, William Cooper. And so I'm not in competition with William Cooper. I think he was a really smart, intriguing guy. And I agree with him, by the way, that there are these mystery schools beyond the Masons that are behind all these different groups manipulating us and basically trying to hijack the Bible to trigger World War III early. We know Albert Pike was into that. This is really important. Listen to William Cooper.
What role in the Middle East, again, does Israel play in this?
Israel was created as the instrument to bring about the Battle of Armageddon and the fulfillment of prophecy, a war that will be so terrible, where nuclear weapons will be used, so that the American citizens and the other people in the world will get down on their knees and beg for no more war. And what is the answer to that? They're going to be told the only way we can guarantee no more war is if we destroy the sovereignty of nations and we come together as one humanity in a one-world government.
Right.
Read the book of Revelations, whether you believe in the book or not, read it, because the men who are bringing this about are using it as their script.
Okay, and the Jewish people were then being manipulated into believing it was for some other reason.
That's correct. They've always been manipulated. And I get people who still come to me all the time and say, Bill, you're all wrong, it's the Jews. The Jews are subverting the world. Man, it's not the Jews, it's not the Catholics, it's not the blacks. It's these men who belong to the ancient mystery schools who meet in secret and decide the fate of the world. And they belong to all different races and all different nationalities and all different religions to the public point of view. But in secret, it's a different story.
And people then single out Masons, and I'm out here apologizing for Masons, and say they run it. The average Mason is not involved in anything bad. They're involved in community work, you name it. George Washington was a Mason. But if you type in George Washington's letters on the Illuminati, they're in the National Archives. There's like 15 of them at least that I've read. And he talks about Masonry's being taken over by the Illuminati out of France and Germany. They're taking over our order and using it for global domination. They're trying to take over our new country in America. This is when he left the presidency. We've got to stop them. All Masons are was before Christianity, going back to Solomon, before that, back to the Egyptians. You didn't just get to go to college. They were called mystery schools, and they taught mathematics and farming and medicine, but also had a lot of, you know, occultic stuff in them because it predated Christianity and even predated Judaism. And so then Masonry is a vestigial arm of the mystery schools, but there's the real mystery schools that are behind that. And George Washington talked about it. So people ask, how do I square up, to use one of their terms, George Washington being good, but then Adam Weishaupt's bad? Well, George Washington was against Adam Weishaupt, and they launched their counter-revolution against what was launched in America, a counterfeit. That's what the devil does. And you look at the fruits of our republic, the whole world wants to get rid of the system we have and replace it with this one world government system. George Washington was against that. Look up his writings on not being involved in foreign entanglements. But William Cooper was dead on about the mystery schools. And at the end of the day, it's a religious, spiritual war, and it's a dark, occultic, satanic force behind it. Yeah, there it is. George Washington and William Russell, September 28, 1798, and that's just one of the letters on the Illuminati. You can't make this up, folks. Okay, here's the toll-free number on the gigantic subject of Israel and Iran and potential of Armageddon and World War III and domestic terror attacks and canceling the election. It's a huge subject area, and it's the one topic we're covering because it's 1,000 topics in one. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, and we're going to take your calls on this subject, and I'm going to move quick, so no matter how informative you are, you get 1 minute, and I'm blasting the next person, because I want to get a bunch of people on, ahead of Jack Posobiec, and we also have the man popping in, who in New Zealand is putting up giant Alex Jones was right, Infowars.com billboards to counter the incredible tyranny happening over there. And then we'll continue on with your phone calls throughout the rest of the day. But I almost feel like we ought to, you know, get some of that great champagne. It's not real champagne because I don't want to drink some champagne. Well, I want to take a nap. But maybe somebody should go to a liquor store and get some of the non-alcoholic grape or cherry or whatever flavors they've got, or apple-flavored champagne. They say it's not a real toast if it's not alcohol, but I don't want to drink some champagne right now. I'm not a champagne guy, but we really should pop some champagne because this is the 30th anniversary today of the launch of my operations. And it's incredible, and it wouldn't have happened without God working through all of you, so I'm very, very blessed and honored to be here, and I hope we have another 30 years. Another 30 years, I'll be 80 years old. Man, life sure goes by fast, I got to tell you. Almost all those original talk show hosts who were anti-New World Order that I worked with 30 years ago on Access TV are all dead. Almost all of them are dead. But people like Mike Hansen. There were some other folks that are still alive, but they were mainly UFO guys. And see, that's the thing. I've never been a UFO guy. I'm not attacking UFO folks, just that's not my bailiwick. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Infowars.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hawkeye, Carlos, and others, get ready. I'm going to your calls.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
During the break, I was reminiscing that 30 years ago today, I began my media operations on Access Television. And it was a rich environment of more than 20 talk show hosts who were very popular, talking about the New World Order from different angles. And they would have in all these incredible guests would come to town, General Benton K. Partington and Ted Gunderson and all the and Kathy O'Brien and Transformation of America and Terry Reid of the CIA. And it was incredible. There were even these leftist UT professors that had a show that was really popular. They'd done for decades. And they would have these huge guests on, but they were anti-New World Order too. And they had all these incredible videos saved of famous hearings and things about government narcotics trafficking and human smuggling, and I just got so informed, immersed in that. I was already informed growing up, but I got really informed 30 years. And now world governments out in the open, cashless societies, forced injections. And people ask, how did I predict all this 30 years ago? People see videos 25 years ago and they freak out. I was getting it from all of those people that were uber informed. I mean, let me tell you, if people think I'm tomorrow's news today, the old timers, the Red Beckmans of the world and the still living legends like G. Edward Griffin and Ron Paul. I've been interviewing Ron Paul since 1996. Rand Paul since 1996. When Rand was just out of college, I was interviewing him. That's how long when he'd be campaigning for daddy. It's just amazing to be a graybeard now and a mossback, because I still feel super young. But man, I've been in the wars 30 years, and I thank God for keeping me strong in it. Could have done it without your support, all of you out there. God bless you. Well, thank you all. All right. We're taking calls on the potential of an Israeli strike. They say they're going to do it. I don't think they're lying. And the tit for tat and where that'll lead, drawing in Russia and the United States, and the potential of full-blown regional war is now a probability, not just a possibility. And it's a probability that if that happens, it could lead to an even wider war. You really can't overstate how dangerous this is. Even mainline analysts say this could trigger full-scale World War III. I've been saying this is coming. We're already in the edges of World War III with the Ukraine war, China looking to go into Taiwan and more. But enough of me. Let's go to Hawkeye and then Carlos and Daryl and William and Allie and Bart and Baldy and Torin and John and Kim and David. I'll get to you all. The order your calls came in. Hawkeye in Idaho, you're on the air.
Alex, how you doing today, man? Congratulations on this 30-year milestone, and you will undoubtedly go down as one of the most influential Americans that have ever stepped foot on this God's green earth. Before I start, I'd love to pitch your supplements. The Turbo Force is an amazing, amazing product that I use on almost on a daily basis. The X2 and X3 are also phenomenal. So anybody who wants to support you financially should absolutely do it, because the results are absolutely phenomenal. We're praying for you and your crew. They're doing tremendous work. All the shows, all the people behind cameras. I know they work their butts off, and it shows in your guys' product. But ultimately, speaking about Israel and Iran, like Gerald Celente says, when there's nothing else to do, they take you to war. When we're $30+ trillion in debt on the books and on paper, there's nothing that we can do. We're between a rock and a hard place. They ultimately need to figure out a way to get enough chaos going in the streets so that they can stop the election and cover up the level of criminality that's been basically taking over this country over the course of the last few decades, but it basically reared its ugly head in the last few years under this illegitimate government. You say that you're a bellwether for what the people are feeling, because obviously you're an incredibly famous person, and when you're out and about, you get more handshakes than you can imagine and pictures, and very few people are throwing coffee on you anymore. And, you know, I currently live in Idaho, but I spend a lot of time in California, and I can attest to being around so many moderates, so many liberals that have been shaking and had their core shaken by what they've seen in the last 3 years, whether it's the broken border, whether it's the endless spending in Ukraine or Israel. And, you know, frankly, a lot of financial folks, they're seeing what's going on with commodity prices, with gold and with Bitcoin, and seeing what's going on in the commercial real estate market. There's people that you would have never thought they would be coming the way of being pro-America or even pro-Trump. And I would say, as you say, the polls are always rigged. They're always, you know, representing illegitimate numbers. But I think that this administration, the deep state, the criminal cabal that's in control, they understand that they have to do something to postpone, suspend the election.
Absolutely. Incredible points. But I got to jump to the next person. And to quote Gerald Celente, exactly, he says, when all else fails, they take you to war. Thank you so much for the call, sir. And again, when I tell the stories and the media has been, oh, no one likes him in public. It feels weird to have a hidden camera and go out in public and then show our listeners all loving us. It's not about me. It's about freedom is extremely popular. I guess I'll get around to doing that. But people see me doing live feeds out there and people are coming up shaking their hand. The point is that we're getting almost nothing but love, and it shows the great awakenings here. And other people that I know that are well known are seeing the same thing. And look at all the other big talk show hosts that are now sound just like us. That's because they know where their audience went. I mean, there's the evidence right there. But I'm going to go out and do that just because the media says it's not true. Just feels weird to wear a hidden camera and then go out in the grocery store or go out on the street. But we'll blur your faces, but I'm going to do it because they hate it. Because they like when Trump gets mobbed, they don't want to show that on the news. He gets mobbed everywhere he goes. He gets almost no hate. Again, that's just illustrating that they're lying about how popular Trump really is. Let's go to Carlos in Canada. Carlos, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. We've been here before. In the context of Soleimani, who was assassinated on on the 3rd of January 2020, President Trump received a visit from the brother of the Prince of Saudi Arabia, bin Salman, unannounced at the White House, which was really against protocol. But he was taken in and was told that a mechanism exists in the United Nations that when a country violates another country's sovereignty, there's a mechanism where if both parties agree, there could be an attack of a compensating attack from the harmed party so that to avoid further escalation. I believe we have entered that stage when Iran has now announced that as far as it's concerned, it has served a slap in the face to Israel, and it would be wise for Israel not to counterattack at this stage.
Well, that's official. Iran said we're following that international basically agreement, and that we now consider the matter concluded, but Israel says they're going to up the ante and strike back. And I think they will. What do you think?
Well, I think that Israel needs to have the Straits of Hormuz blocked because Israel's plan has been all along to become the tap of the control valve for the energy supply to Europe. That would give Israel an enormous power over the European Union and the largest second market to the United States. And I think that is the whole plan. That's why at this stage, you remember something, Alex. Soleimani was assassinated a couple of days after Israel signed an agreement with Greece to send, at that time, to send oil and gas from its gas fields to Europe. And that same agreement later was reversed when Victoria Nuland said in Greece, no more time to build expensive pipelines. Now we're going to go liquid natural gas. And as you know, in 2000, Israel announced that Gaza midfield had been found, which is a property of the Palestinians.
Absolutely. And it's all about those new pipelines they're putting in. Absolutely. I mean, I have to say that the stand down on October 7th, Biden sending money to Iran, there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes here. And Israel should not strike Iran back. It's now equal. People go, oh, you're for Iran. No, I'm against World War III and doubling energy prices and a national graph, folks. Okay? People think it's manly to want to go, you know, blow up Iran. It's not. It needs to stop. We had peace under Trump. It needs to stop. Thanks, Carlos. Great calls, but I got to move to the next person. Torin in Nevada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. My name's Tara, and I have an interesting theory on all of this.
Sorry, they said Tora on there, or Torin. It's Tara?
Yeah.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Once that happens, then we'll have something go off here in our country, and then they'll try to push for martial law. And I'm also concerned today, Trump is in court, and they're bringing up that prostitute Stormy Daniels, and Bragg wants to throw Trump in jail. You know, he wants to one-up Letitia James. She's trying to take Trump Tower. Bragg wants to throw Trump in jail, and that's really what's got me upset today.
Absolutely. And, you know, you've got more of these fake criminal prosecutions coming up while Biden lays around at the beach while World War III starts. Thank you so much for the call. Great points. Up next, let's talk to Bart in Georgia. Bart, welcome.
Yes. Biden is pretending that the U.S. isn't going to get involved. But what is the end game of everything the Biden regime is doing is to stop Trump. And I believe Israel is trying to suck us into this conflict mutually. I mean, Biden wants
I was going to say that before the show started. I'm glad we took it. Biden's acting like he's against this, but he's behind the scenes. They are absolutely lockstep. I totally agree.
And I think the Biden regime is hoping to provoke a major terrorist attack, preferably a nuclear attack. If New York City was nuked, they're going to cancel the election.
I mean, they're going to cancel the election if Dallas gets nuked or I mean, anywhere. They're going to, I mean, if a nuke went off in a cornfield in the middle of Nebraska, they would declare an emergency and say, oh, there's more nukes inside the country. We can't have one detonate. We've got to find out where they are. Absolutely. I mean, folks, the deep state will do anything to stay in power. And I keep going back to the fact that all I get's love on the street. That's a gauge of the awakening. The globalists know that. The globalists know people have turned against them. And if the public realizes we're the vast majority, it's game over. So they need some massive crisis. What else do you think it could be?
Maybe a dirty bomb or something like that. Because they're going to, you know, I think that the nuclear material is flooded with these illegal aliens coming in.
And that'll give them the plausible deniability. People say, well, then Biden will get blamed. They don't care if they get to blame. That's because he's just a puppet. What do you make of the FBI director Friday saying imminent Islamic attacks in America, but no discussion of the FBI presiding over the Border Patrol and doing nothing to stop this?
Well, they're going to orchestrate the attack on us. They know it's coming.
And so I totally agree, or at least let somebody do it. And then they're the saviors because they warned us about it.
Yeah, but like you did just before 9/11, people need to call the White House and tell them if any kind of terrorist attack happens on this soil, we're going to blame them.
You know, that's a good idea. Guys, get me, because they change the number. They don't change it. They rotate. Like every few months, the number changes to another one for whatever reason. I guess they do it so spam callers don't always get through. Guys, get me the congressional call-in line and get me the White House call-in line. That's a good idea. We should do what I did on July 25th, 2001, and tell them not allow terrorists to attack, or we're going to hold them responsible. I specifically said they're going to blow up the World Trade Center and Bin Laden would take the blame. And, of course, that is exactly what happened. And I'm not saying there wasn't radical Islam. It was a component to it, but there was a lot more behind the scenes, like Building 7. Bart, great points. Okay, let's go to Baldy in Florida. Baldy, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, great segue. Congratulations on your 30 years. I've been blessed to be around for the last 20. With all this information, it's like a moth to a flame, someone like me listening to your show. And, this is just such a great day. But, okay, let me get to my point. I don't want to waste any more time. So in the run-up to the election, to the last election, a year before, I predicted that they're going to release a false flag pandemic in order to destroy his re-election, Trump's re-election. And as you and many other people know, over the last few months, I've been calling in predicting that they're going to pull a nuclear 9/11. And I don't like doing it without giving any type of evidence. So if you want to check out Mobchester, my podcast, Mobchester, Rhymes with Rochester. I put through a mountain of evidence, the speeches by the suspected conspirators, media reports, government white papers. And if you don't mind, I'd like to read from one. It's called a national response scenario number one. It goes back to what you were just saying. If a nuclear bomb is to be detonated, let's just say for hypothetical, July 4th of this year in the Boston Harbor, if a nuclear was detonated, the response by the national government is to assume that we're being held hostage. And we will not make another move until the hostage holders tell us what their demands are. And what I also did was I put together a tabletop simulation. It's about 3 minutes. It's worth listening to. You could hear exactly what would happen if a nuke did go off and then multiple other nukes. Obviously, the election is gone if that happens.
Okay, tell us one more time where we find it, because I'm going to go check that out.
Mobchester, Rhymes with Rochester, and it's on Spotify. It's on.
All right, I'm going to look it up. I'm going to look it up. I got to jump. I promised to get to a lot of folks. IDF military spokesman is set to make a big announcement in 6 minutes. So we'll be starting the next hour. We'll carry that announcement. And Jack Posobiec is going to be joining us to give his analysis and a lot of other special guests here today. I want to go back to your phone calls here in a moment, John in Nebraska. Before we do that, we are listener supported. And people noticed the last few weeks you barely heard me plug any products because almost everything's sold out. And then we're in this catch-22 to get the product back in to fund the operation. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, sold out for, it's got to be 6 months. All the vitamins, all the minerals, the amino acids, everything you need. Tastes great, totally natural. Put a little scoop in water, keep it in the refrigerator. One scoop makes a whole pitcher. Last 4 or 5 days, depending on how much you drink. Drink it in the morning, drink it at lunch, drink it at dinner. 40% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And DNA Force Plus is rarely at 50% off, and it's selling out. So good for your telomeres, so good for your mitochondria, so good for your DNA, so good for your immune system. That sale's about to end. The new sale is Vitamin Refusion, 40% off. But if you want DNA Force Plus, it's 50% off. You can't get a better deal on PQQ and CoQ10 and all these other key compounds that are documented to do such amazing things for your body. And, of course, you've got 10-hour clean energy without the letdown. Turbo Force, selling out, still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, Turbo Force, and back in stock, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Our number two best-selling product, now back in stock, and it funds the InfoWar. I want to thank you all for your support, keeping us on air over the years. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, InfoWarStore.com. The sales on Turbo Force and DNA Force Plus, most discounted massively, are about to end. 50% off on DNA Force Plus, 40% off on Turbo Force. Take advantage of those while you're getting your Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. A different number than the call-in number. 888-253-3139. I've had that toll-free call-in number for 27 years. 888-253-3139. Let's jam in one more call before we go to break. Let's go, and then we'll continue with calls after the guest is on if you want to hold. John in Nebraska, welcome.
Oh, yeah, Alex. Just a preface, I've been learning at the feet since the 90s from yourself, Stan Monteith, Steve Quayle, Joel Skousen, and Tex Mars. Anyway, PDD 60, Presidential Decision Directive 60, you should have Joel Skousen on to discuss that, where since Clinton in 97, we've had a treasonous posture of absorbing a first strike before retaliating. Are you there?
I'm listening to you. You're absolutely right. PDD 60 is so key, and that's where they want to manipulate a foreign power to nuke us first to take control of America. Then the globalists emerge from the underground bases, turn us into a pure fascist military, and take over the planet.
The other aspect on that, Alex, of course, is Project Bluebeam, in which they can fake through holograms a second coming, UFO invasion.
And I remember people. I remember people talking about that like 30 years ago. And then now you look at China or anywhere, giant dragons in the sky, flying saucers in the sky. Absolutely, that technology is real.
Yeah, they're setting us up big time. It was August 15th, 1871, that Rothschild that Albert Pike had the letter you referred to. It was removed from the London Museum a decade or two ago. And the Rothschild family commissioned Adam Weishaupt, to begin the Illuminati. So there's a little history.
Then they commissioned Israel to be the detonator.
Very true. So I believe we're going to have a controlled war that's going to be passed off as Armageddon to bring in the unthinking Christian Zionists. They always ratchet things up incrementally. So I believe it will be controlled. It'll be just a few cities that get to military bases. It'll be passed off as Armageddon. Perhaps have...
And then they say Jesus has returned, and that's the Antichrist. I think that's really in the cards. Great point. God bless you. We'll be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.